WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. Security services are investigating a major cyber attack on the NHS 111 system, a free-to-call, single, non-emergency number medical helpline operating in England, Scotland, and parts of Wales, The Telegraph reports. Patients were left struggling to get urgent appointments and ambulance call-outs after hackers targeted Advanced, a firm which supplies software to 85% of NHS 111 services. The public have been told to expect delays when calling the hotline, as officials believe the critical system's outage may last multiple days. 7-Eleven, the largest 24-hour convenience store chain in Taiwan, was hit by a cyber attack, according to Reuters. Taiwanese authorities believe this incident is linked to the many online assaults that were launched in protest of the visit from the U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Taiwan's government has since stepped up security measures at key infrastructure, including power plants and airports, alongside increasing the cybersecurity alertness level across government offices. From Decrypt, DeBridge Finance, which provides a cross-chain interoperability and liquidity protocol for transferring data and assets between blockchains, was the target of an attempted cyber attack by the infamous North Korean Lazarus Group. The attack came via a spoofed email received by several of the company's team members that contained a PDF file named New Salary Adjustments, which, once opened, prompted an investigation into its origin and how the hackers intended to proceed. DeBridge has since confirmed that no machines were impacted by the incident and are now sharing their experience to educate others about the many possible attack vectors. Last month's cyber attack on the Albanian government, which knocked out state websites and public services for hours, has been attributed to Iran, according to Wired. Research published by the threat intelligence team Mandiant found that the attackers deployed ransomware from the Roadsweep family and may have also utilized a previously unknown backdoor dubbed Chimney Sweep, as well as a new strain of the ZeroClear wiper, all of which points to Iran as the threat actor. While the country has a history of espionage operations and digital meddling, researchers say a disruptive attack from Iran on a NATO member is a noteworthy escalation. Twitter officially confirmed that a security vulnerability discovered in early 2022 led to the leak of information connected to 5.4 million accounts, the record reports. The leaked data, all of which is now verified, includes the information of high-profile celebrities and companies, among others. The social media giant has since apologized to affected users, urging those with pseudonymous Twitter accounts to not add a publicly known phone number or email address if they wish to keep their identity concealed. From Morocco World News, the official website of Dar El Maraz Science University in Fez was the victim of a cyber attack. The hacker, who appears to be from Algeria, left his signature with the Algerian flag on the website with a caption reading, "No peace between the systems," alongside claiming to have collected 3 million lines of data, including emails and passwords. While the hacking attacks do not appear to be purely politically motivated, they come amid tension between Morocco and Algeria. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.